as we come out with the data share plan, quite honestly, when we do that, we are going to have to change the metric in the industry. And we're going to have to go to an account, if you will, a revenue per account. It really won't be a revenue per customer anymore, because if you think about the number of devices that will be added to these accounts, it really won't be important anymore what the revenue per customer is. It's going to be revenue per account. So as we come out and launch this, we will have to enter a new metric into the industry called revenue per account. And as our customers start to migrate, which will take a fairly decent long time to migrate because of the difference of this plan, we will start to probably go away from revenue per customer over time and really concentrate on that revenue per account. And the important part of that is we want the connections to come in, and the way we've designed our plan, this plan is built on tiers. And as we look at the future growth of LTE consumption because of the speeds and video consumption and consumption of other M2M type devices, it's going to be more important that people will start to upgrade in their tiers as they start to really realize the benefits of the LTE network. So two things here. One is, I think revenue ARPU will continue to grow as we get into data share plans and people start to connect more devices, as my pad example. And then over the future time, as they add more devices, they're going to have to buy up in the tiers. So again, you'll see the revenue increase there.
And what's the... Is there, how do you drive customers over to this new model? Is there a willingness to take a little bit of near-term pain on revenue in exchange for the higher device number that's going to drive growth long-term?
Well, the way we've designed this, and of course, you know, it's paper, not actual, and we'll see how this comes out, but the way we've designed this is we really should see a short-term decline.